And liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program in the new year. Good to have you back again. Happy New Year to everybody out there. Hope everybody had a good weekend and are ready to go. Have your feet on the ground and all dressed out in your military gear, ready to go to war against those that hate God and hate our republic. I hope that you are ready. It's going to be a good year. A very good year. All indications are more people are waking up than ever before at this time. And they're putting more pressure on those that need pressure applied to them that are there being very destructive to our republic. And so it looks like things are on the way. You know, seems like we've got things moving in the right direction. And I want to take a few minutes tonight to tell you about my New Year's resolution. And one of them is to you, all of you folks out there. So I'm going to open the phone lines up, too, because I want to hear your New Year's resolution. Because we need to make those resolutions and stick by them this year. Going to be a challenging year out there, but I believe we're up for it. I believe we are. So many people are geared up to go against God's enemies, and we're going to go together. And so the enemies of God are just very, very concerned and worried that more and more people are waking up because of organizations that God has allowed us, like Republic Broadcasting Network, to where we can use mass communications to reach our people out there and awaken them. And it is happening, folks. It is happening. So let me just start out here. Well, I'll tell you what, before we go to the break, I'm going to open the phone lines up, give you the number to call in and talk about what are you going to do this year to please God and to help us save the republic, okay? Give us a call at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. When we get back, I'll tell you what I have planned. So stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, and we'll be right back. I'm excited, folks, and we're going to talk about some very exciting things for 2006. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
To tell us what their New Year's resolution is, what they're going to do for God and country. And we have people on the line already, but let me just take a few minutes to talk to you before we go. I want to tell you what mine are. I've been doing a lot of praying, and it's come down to this. The most critical things is that I'm going to do my best as a hard-headed old Irish cop to let God lead in my life. That's number one. And get back under his laws the best I can as a sinner. I'm going to serve God, and I'm going to serve the American people, keep serving the American people. And I can best do this by reading my Bible every day. I was listening to a minister on television, one of the glitter bugs on TV. Occasionally, one of them says something that's true, and so he said it. He said that the way God speaks to us, folks, is through his holy word. And that's unusual for a glitter bug on TV, these multi-million dollar talk show, Christian talk show hosts, you know, of these multi-million dollar buildings they built to the edifices of man, these edifices built to man and not to God. And him to say that God speaks to us through his holy word is absolutely true. And so I need to communicate best with God. The best I ever have probably was this year, this last year rather, and this year's even going to be a better year because God promises that. If we'll just communicate with God, This minister said to set aside a time each day to spend time with the Lord so he can talk to us, folks. Talk to us. And I'm going to apply in my own personal life, in our family, 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is the battle cry for those of us that love God and love this republic and want to bring it back under the godly foundations that it once was under. And for all of you out there snickering that say that's not true, this was never a Christian nation, I can take you back, way, way back, folks, to 1643, under the New England Confederation of 1643, when the people that got off the boat and got here and started advancing the kingdom had this to say about America. 1643, they said, we all came to these parts of America with one and the same end and aim, namely to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the foundation America was built on, and we have to get back to it. And if we do, the promise from God himself in 2 Chronicles 7:14 will be fulfilled. And we can do it, folks. We absolutely can do it. And so that is my goals, to use mass communications this year, support mass communications like Republic Broadcasting Network. So important, folks, because God has delivered into our hands for the first time in our history the ability for you out there and me to use mass communication to awaken the multitude of our brothers and sisters in this country and around the world, for that matter, because we're on shortwave and we're going out around the world also. And so that's my goals, to serve God better this year than I did last year, to live under his laws, and I can only know what those laws are by studying his word. And he makes promises to us if we would do so. And I'm going to type out 2 Chronicles 7:14 and put on my mirror. So every day I get up and scratch my woolly head and look at that face that almost cracks the mirror, I'm going to see 2 Chronicles 7:14 where God tells us if we'll turn back to him, he'll heal our land. He'll prosper this land again. He'll give us freedom again and throw off the enemies of God and liberty. So this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to use my time and my funds to support mass communications like Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm going to use it. And you can use it too, just like I do. You can use it by passing it on to friends and relatives and telling them to listen in to Republic Broadcasting Network. And together, folks, we're going to turn this nation around. We cannot go into this year in a defeatist attitude. We cannot. We should not. Our God is greater than any of their gods, puny little gods that these men, these international crime families worship. And through God, we can do anything. Okay? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to love my bride and my family and spend a little time with them as I can. But the best thing I can do for my family this year, folks, is win this country back, bring it back under the godly foundations, the biblical foundations that it was once under, and get back our republic that has been stolen from us. And that's the best thing I can do for my family, my children and my 9 grandchildren. So, all right, let's take a minute now and go to Eugene in Ohio. Brother Eugene, thank you for coming on. How are you tonight, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir.
Thank you.
I didn't make any New Year's resolution except in my heart to be a better person.
Good.
But when I listened to you come on the radio, I was wanting to ask you if you had seen the article in the newspapers. I had seen one in the local newspaper about more and more soldiers are trying to find conscientious objector status for getting out of the Iraq war. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh, yes, sure have. Yes, I know some of these soldiers who have contacted us, and it is indeed true that the soldiers are beginning to awaken to the fact that we're not over there for any American purpose at all. It serves no American purpose. and they are very troubled, and so they're trying their best to figure out how to get out of serving as a mercenary for these international crime families over there. So it is happening.
It surprised me to hear that, and you know, that's not the impression we get. And
that's right.
I can't understand why more and more of the parents whose sons are over there don't want to do anything to bring an end to this, because I know it's hard to think that all those soldiers would die and we would leave. It would seem like we're backing off and they've gotten away with it, but it's up to us as American citizens to look out and care for our children and stand up for them, because military people accept what they've gotten themselves into, and they can't speak up against it.
I know, Eugene, but some of them are doing that. I've got a son that in 2 days goes back to Iraq for the second time. He's a major in the Army, and he doesn't want to go, but he's on his way back, and so... you know, I won't give up fighting to end these wars for these internationalists, because I've got blood involved over there. I was in during the Vietnam War and didn't shed my blood in that war, and I hope my son doesn't shed his blood in this war. But we just heard on the news here in Indiana, where we're staying while my wife undergoes cancer treatment, that a young boy was killed. And they had his mom on last night on television, and I just the tears just came to my eyes, Eugene. It just filled my eyes, and I said a bad word about Bush, and I asked God to forgive me, because it just broke my heart so much to see that mother crying over her young son that's now gone.
Sure.
And I couldn't help myself, and I asked God to forgive me because I said a bad word about Bush in my anger.
I've heard him called some very nasty names on the radio. You're not the only one, even on local radio.
Yeah.
People are getting more and more brave. Could I ask you one other thing?
Yes, go right ahead.
You know, there was a man in California, I think, that started that illegal immigration movement to watch the borders. You
That's
remember?
Right.
I don't remember.
What's that called? What's that? It's the American citizens going down there to patrol the border. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know why the first 4 years of Bush's term, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, Mike Gallagher, and all these conservative talk shows were for illegal immigration? They said that people wanted better jobs, better life, better opportunities, and you know, better jobs. And then all of a sudden, in the second term, they turned against illegal immigration. Was there some reason for that?
Well, I'm really surprised. I don't watch those talking heads for the Republican Party anymore, because they are shills for the Republican Party. So I'm surprised to hear that they turned against Bush's open border policy. So that's encouraging to know, though, Eugene, but I don't know what to tell you. I'm shocked that they're not following Bush's marching orders about keeping those borders open so he can get his drugs in and his terrorists in and illegal aliens to oppress the American economy. So that's a good sign. I'm happy to hear that.
Well, do you remember during his first inauguration that they made a big fuss about Jeb Bush's Latino wife, and they made a big fuss about his his Latino nephew who gave a speech at his first inauguration. So I assumed from that alone he would not stop illegal immigration.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know what to say about that. But, Eugene, I appreciate your call.
I'm glad to
And
talk
I,
to you,
I hope you have a happy new year, and I appreciate you being out there and working with us to try to get our republic back and bring it back under our godly foundation, Eugene. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Happy
Lord
new
bless
year,
you.
Sir.
Take care. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks, and the phone lines are open. You'd like to call in and tell us what you're going to do for the new year. Every one of us are disciples, you know. And God has a mission for every one of us to fight against his enemies. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Sisters out across America and the world who love God and love freedom, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I want to give out this phone number again if you'd like to call in tonight and tell us what you're going to be doing to get active and do what God told us to do, to have dominion over this land and to occupy it until his return. Now, keeping in mind, folks, that God never said we had to win against his enemies. We just have to be on the battlefield against his enemies, constantly, occupy until his return. That's what we have to do. But if you'd like to talk about what you're going to do this year, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let me share you, I talk about this all the time, and I want to tell you what I'm going to put on my mirror at home, okay? I'm going to put 2 Chronicles 7:14 on there so I can see it twice a day at least. When I go in the morning to brush my teeth, and when I go in at night to brush my teeth and get ready for bed, I'm going to see this on the mirror. And God is the same today as he was yesterday and will be tomorrow, folks. He never changes. He said to us, and by the way, he was talking to Solomon, who had just finished the house of the Lord. Solomon had just built the temple for the Lord, And the Lord said to him, appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself as a home of sacrifice. He says, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. See, he was talking about punishing the people as he's doing in America today, and he's done throughout the Holy Scriptures, almost in every, at least in the Old Testament, in every book of the Old Testament, he punished God's people for turning against him by sending his own enemies, to oppress the people and to put them in bondage. And that's what he's doing today, and that's what he's talking about here. But here's the answer, folks. He says, if I send locusts to devour the land, if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, here's the answer, here's the escape clause, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Do you believe God tells the truth? He's always healed the land when his people turn back to him. That is what needs to be on our mirror so we can see it at least twice a day, folks, and repeat that twice a day and ask God to forgive us for our sins. As he says, we'll turn from our wicked ways, get back out on the streets that are just ripe with Lucifer's minions out there because we've withdrawn into the churches to await the rapture, and we've stopped occupying. And now it's our turn this year to get out on the streets. More and more Christians are doing that, praise God, and he's going to heal our land. I trust that. That's my prayer, and God answers prayer. If it's your prayer too, we're going to do this together, folks. We're going to impress the Lord to where he takes his hand of vengeance and oppression off this land again and prospers it and gives us freedom again because we're turning back to God. I hope you will too. Now, let's go to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Officer McLam.
Thank you.
I'm going to be praying this year for the block of programs that includes the National Intel Report, John Statmiller, and program and my program.
Well, thank you.
I'm Elizabeth Porter, right after you.
Oh, my goodness, Elizabeth. Well, Happy New Year to you, my dear.
Thank you. And
thank you for all you're doing for the country, too.
Thank you. We're praying for Angela. We know that you are really making quite a sacrifice to do the work you're doing. It's really wonderful. And what I appreciate most, Jack, is that you see the spiritual dimension that underlies everything. We could just go out and say we're going to stop the Patriot Act, we're going to bring the war in Iraq to a close, we're going to be activists, but it isn't all done with a gun, is it?
It is not, sister. That's right.
And I just want you to know that I believe the Lord has a plan for RBN, and it's rather miraculous how we got on the air, I believe. And about a month or so before that, I dreamed about my late grandmother, who was a devout Christian. She died right after the JFK assassination, and I was extremely close to her. And
yeah.
I probably only dreamed about her once, maybe, in the intervening years. And this is what she said to me in the dream. She says, I'm going to pray that you reach 1,000 people a day. And we were already on shortwave to a little degree, but look what happened. Now we have RBN, and Jack, let's pray that we reach 1,000 new Americans a day. And I also want to give a plug. Before we heard you on air, we had ordered from Pastor Butch Paul your Operation Vampire Killer, and it is excellent. It isn't just for the police and military. I would urge everyone out there to get that, Jack.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you. It's amazing how that came about, sister.
Maybe
you know, it started out to be a police and military newsletter, and I just kept writing and kept writing and kept writing, and 6 months later, my secretary was bugging me, said, where's the newsletter, and I handed it to her, 75 pages. I said, I don't know what it is, but it isn't a newsletter.
That's a miracle. What a miracle.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
God bless you, sister.
We're going to have a great time this year, I know. Take care.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Absolutely excited about 2006, folks. I actually don't know why my heart is leaping for the opportunity to have 12 more months to bash God's enemies in the nose and stand up for freedom and liberty and for your family and my family. I'm absolutely excited about it. And every one of us can be a part of that. Every one of us can use what God has given us. The most miraculous thing about our time is we now have mass communication, like RBN, to fund. We can each send $20 a month or whatever you can afford to RBN and be a part of it, just like me and Elizabeth are and John Stapmiller are. I mean, we're all together in this. As I like to say, I'm like a banana, one of the bunch. And we're all a bunch of Americans that love God and love freedom. And God has never had a time for us in this nation where we were able to use mass communications to reach the multitude out there of our brothers and sisters and awaken them. Do you know that? Do you understand that? Certainly you do. This is a golden time for us, and we're using it properly. We have the leadership at RBN to go forward and reach 10,000, 50,000 people a day, 100,000, 1 million people, 2 million, 5 million people a day. through RBN if we will just grab a hold and help push this cart forward, okay? And Elizabeth, thank you for those kind words, my dear. And I just want to tell you folks that this is the time that God has made for us to work together to bring this nation back. And I'm excited because of the phone calls, letters, and emails I'm getting of people that are waking up like never before. And the Republic Broadcasting Network has a big part to play in that, folks. I hope that you will write down this address. I'm going to give it to you right after we go to my dear brother Drew in Arkansas. I'm going to give you the phone or the address for Republic Broadcasting Network, and I want you to truly pray that this year, starting this month, that you will donate something every month to RBN so we can reach those millions of our brothers and sisters out there using the wonderful mass communication method that God has granted us. Get your pencils and papers, and we're going to go right now to my favorite Marine there in Little Rock, Drew, brother. Merry New
Merry
Year
Christmas
to you, brother.
New
Merry New Year to you.
One more day in the big fight.
Yes, sir, brother.
You ask what our resolutions are, and as you very well know, I'm going to be the watcher in the background fighting as hard as I can. And I'll continue to do so. Elizabeth has come on board now, and she's getting a new introduction to the micro-broadcasters out there.
And
you very well know that the micro-broadcasters, with the help of RBN, are really getting the word out. And this is what we have to do, in the network with each other. And Elizabeth and her husband have come on board, and it's all about networking and bringing forth the truth, regardless of what you call the Lord Almighty, the creator of everything. In your Bible or my Bible or the Quran or whatever they have out there, we all have a creator out there, and with his help, we'll move forward. And the truth is coming out.
Yes, it is.
The newspapers and the mainstream media might be suppressing as much as they can and holding off the bad news, but all one needs to do is network and find out that the pressure from the other side, or I should say the mainstream people that are in control, are fed up with the abuse of government by the present administration.
Yes.
And this next week is going to be a real big eye-opener with men coming forward and telling the real truth, because there's fortunately we've got a few good men out there, and as you very well know, it only takes a few good people to keep nudging away at the truth. And
That's true. We'll come forward.
And your help, Jack, and you've done a fantastic job these last 13 years that I've known you. And I want everybody out there to know that your police and news organization located in Kamei, Idaho, has been out there struggling. And they need to find out more about how to help you and RBN.
Well,
so when you give out RBN's address, I'd appreciate it if you give out your address up there at Kamei.
Well, I thank you, Brother Drew. Yes, I know one thing I can count on, and God has blessed me to know that Brother Drew will continue to put his back up against mine, and we're going to keep fighting the enemy and kicking sand in Lucifer's face, and we're going to win this thing, brother. I've been praying for the new year for God to give me some kind of a feeling about this thing, brother, and we cannot go into this year with a defeatist attitude, can we, brother?
No, sir. We have a book. I've read the last chapter a few times, but it's all the chapters that came from the beginning up to the last chapter. Even though we know we win,
uh-huh.
we're going to have to get out there and network to help save the souls
Amen.
Of those that have closed ears.
Truly, truly. Well
Just
said,
because
brother.
Somebody says no to you, that doesn't mean no.
That's right. That's
Unless
right.
It's a physical thing.
Well, it's amazing, absolutely amazing, brother, how many of people of different political persuasions are waking up to the fact, as never before, that this enslavement of the American people is going to catch them and their children, too.
Exactly. Remember the first...
You know, it's no respecter of people. Slavery is no respecter of people. This time it ain't the blacks, brother. It's everybody that's not the super, super rich are going to be slaves to these guys.
It's all started with control, And there's information out there that goes all the way back to the days of Smedley, Darlington, Butler.
Uh-huh.
And the truth is coming out. The information is there. Just put it into people's hands.
It
you
is.
You do a great
brother.
Job, Elizabeth. I know you're listening to this show because you're coming on next. And God bless you. There are people out there listening to your show as well. And, Jack, you keep up the great work. And Carol and Cammie, I know she's listening in. And with all of those of us in Louisiana, with all of our troubles, we know that there's people like RBN and Jack McLam and the people out there getting the truth out. It's horrible down in the southern part of Louisiana and southern Mississippi. I hope nobody forgets about us.
Oh, yeah.
But remember this. We will survive, and we will stand and fight. God bless
brother,
you.
I love you, brother. And my wife sends her blessing to you, too, Drew. Well, folks, I tell you, with that kind of courage and tenacity to never say no or never say yes to these internationalists that are wanting us to sit down and shut up, with the kind of tenacity and courage of Drew Raines, our favorite Marine down there in Little Rock, and many of you out there listening tonight, we're gonna take this thing back, and that's what we're going to go into this 2006 in our heart and in our mind, that they cannot defeat our God and defeat his people. And all we've got to do is to get active, and we're doing that. Praise God, we're doing that. I've got another article here by one. It just excites our police and military associations membership when we get people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was a part of the administration and a part of this Antichrist world government system for years and years, and he's just come out with another article called A Criminal Administration, and it is hard-hitting. He has finally realized, like others, that their children are not going to be part of the super, super rich and are going to be enslaved just like my children and grandchildren are. And so we're going to find people on all parts of the political equation there that are going to come together to fight against enslavement and the loss of freedoms in America. It's beginning to happen. I just am excited about it, and we're going to give out the address now for RBN. Folks, if you can, if you possibly can, I want to encourage you to pray that part of your tithes and offerings will go to those organizations that are doing God's work today, doing it so well, and can do it much better if we could just have funds coming in like Republic Broadcasting Network. They are doing with our help, only with our help. They can't do it without our help, Drew and Elizabeth and Jeff and all the people out there. They can't do it unless we do it together. But they're making a difference. They're awakening people. And when we awaken people in this nation and let them know who the true enemies of God and liberty are, people get busy and they get active. So please write this month and send a donation to Republic Broadcasting Network. That's RBN. You can put on the envelope if you like and send it to 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street. 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And with the funds, we can go forward and do amazing things that John Stapmiller and his staff and his wonderful wife, Sandra, are ready to do if the funds were just available. So please, folks, please squeeze it out if you can. Give us at least 12 months of a donation each month as we go forward together to awaken our brothers and sisters across the nation to the things they need to know so that they can join us in activism as we redress our grievances in a nonviolent fashion. There is another method. And we don't want to use that, folks. We don't want to use violence. If we can pray to God and impress God that his people are coming out of the churches and getting active and doing what he said to do to occupy this land and to fight his enemies in this land until his return, he will bless this land and he will withdraw his hand of oppression on this nation. and do exactly what he said he would do in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Okay? All right, folks, the lines are open. If you'd like to call in, please call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm not going to get into this new year depressed because there's too many good things happening, too many people waking up. Let me share with you something that's happening right now that makes us chuckle. You need to have a chuckle, do you? You need to have a joke? Well, listen to this, folks. Listen to this. It's a good way to go into the new year with a chuckle and a joke. Alberto Gonzalez, okay, the man who has protected George Bush and his family for years and years through all their criminal activity, his Justice Department is now going to investigate Bush for possible Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act violations. Yes, Alberto Gonzalez, the Justice Department, has just opened an investigation to investigate Bush. In other words, Bush is investigating Bush, and he's going to let us know if he violated the law. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you feel good, folks? Yes, indeed. Alberto Gonzalez is going to investigate Bush. And so we'll certainly learn if he's violated any laws, yes. Well, I've got some news for you. He has violated the law, but people are saying he's above the law. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I just received this through email from our two police and military associations up there in Idaho County, Idaho. And it says here, Bill would allow arrests for no reasons in public places. Ah, yes, good old tyranny. Dictatorial control is coming, folks. The Bush crime family is bringing in a dictatorship. The bill is being proposed in Cleveland, and Governor Bill Taft's desk, it's on Bill Taft's desk right now, okay, and it's drawing a lot of criticism even from the news stations that are mostly into socialism and Marxism, but they're now beginning concerned. They're getting concerned for their own families, folks, as I told you. They're beginning to worry that maybe, just maybe, there's not going to be a chicken in every pot and that their family's not going to escape enslavement by these international crime families. That's right. We have a bill here. The Ohio Patriot Act has made it to Governor Tufts. It's Taft's desk, and with the stroke of a pen, it would most likely become the toughest terrorism bill in the country. The lengthy piece of legislation would let police arrest people in public places who will not give their names, addresses, date of birth, and underwear size, even if they are not doing anything wrong. Oh, my goodness gracious. Tyranny is wonderful, isn't it, folks? Yes. Well, I'll tell you. We've got some good things to share with you here, but we understand we have somebody on the line. Paul, who's on the line? Okay, let's go to Doug in Texas. Doug, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program in the new year here. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Glad to be one of the first callers this year. I just walked out of a theater in Austin, Texas. I went to pull over here so I could talk to you for a minute.
Okay.
Excited about something I saw. I mean, I knew who Edward R. Murrow was, but I really didn't quite know the whole story like I saw it tonight. The new movie that's just opened is called Good Night and Good Luck, which was his signing off call sign, basically, when he did his show back in 54.
I remember those days. Yes.
I do too. And him and Clooney did, Clooney played the producer that was with him, and how they took on McCarthy when he was, you know, drumming up all of the things about the communists in those days and everything. And just some of the quotes, and what's really interesting to me is because this all took place in 1954, and I caught myself saying right outside, and a couple of people turned around and applauded when I did it. I said, how have we gone from that kind of American to the kind of Americans we have now in 52 years. Okay.
Amazing. Amazing, Doug, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, there was a couple of times when, you know, his broadcast just stopped the public. I mean, the phones wouldn't ring at first and everything just stopped. It was frozen because he spoke such a truth and everything. And then, you know, there was people in the theater that actually clapped because they liked seeing real you know, news people who would stand up. They were the conscience of the nation, basically. And I think that boy, what a timely time for that show or for that movie to come out, because maybe, just maybe, it'll wake up a few news people in this country.
Well, yep. I see that happening, my friend, Doug. I see that happening. Some of the news people are beginning to wake up, too, because they're concerned that they've been a part of tearing down the liberties in this nation. And so short-sighted are they, because all of a sudden now they're beginning to see that their own families are going to get caught in this.
Well, you know, something, I actually had another thought. I'm going to be calling John Statmiller tomorrow, and say, look, you know, the Internet has the capability of doing television. I mean, they got the stupid webcams doing every ridiculous thing you can think of. Why not get the right kind of personalities together and literally do an ITV, you know, an Internet TV?
Well, John would be happy to hear about that.
And I'm going to call him tomorrow.
Sure, Doug. All we need to do is get the funding. All we need to do is excite the people to fund what we need to do, and we can do anything, you know. Thanks, Doug. God bless you. Have a happy new year there. Thanks, Doug. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program right after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This year, folks, this year I pray that all of you will become God's watchmen on the walls. Let's spread the word. He said that we are to never hold our peace day or night in Isaiah 62:6. I pray that you're a watchman on the wall and that you believe like me and Benjamin Franklin, who said man will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants. We have a choice. We certainly do. Well, let's go back now to our brother Drew, who came back on the line for a moment. Brother Drew, welcome back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to chime in and give support to Doug and what he heard or what he watched at the movie, and that is very factual and right to the point. There's a movie out there called, or a documentary called The Corporation. The Corporation. It was put out in 2003, and it goes arm in arm with this movie that about Edward R. Murrow.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
I hadn't heard of it.
And in retrospect, I'd like all the listeners that are out there that are listening to your show, they listen to your show live and then reran in the morning between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. Most of the listeners at night don't realize that your show is reran at 5 a.m. so they can get up and go to work and listen to Frank Whalen, who brings forth an excellent innovation or insight into the news of the day that most of the newsmakers aren't putting out there. And RBN, thank God RBN has people like Frank Whalen bringing out that great information and the information that you do in your show. We have to network, Jax. It's just like Doug calling in to promote the movie. That's what it's all about. We've got
to
network
right.
And let people know we're frustrated and we can take America back, and this is going to be a great year for all of us.
I think it's going to be a great year, and it is scaring the bejeepers out of the enemies of God that have control of our nation today. Is it not, Drew?
Yes, sir.
I'm scaring them.
I used to have 1,500 Marines worldwide getting my news and views, and it's every once in a while, like today, I got one send me an email out of Vermont that he didn't want to get my newsletter anymore or my news information because it upset him too much. Wait till he walks down the street in Ohio and gets arrested because he forgot his wallet at home.
That's right, or he doesn't want to give his all of his personal information to the first cop that jumps out of the squad car and says, give me all your information.
They need to listen to some of the Louis L'Amour's dramatizations in books about the old West and what we did to make this great nation. We are actually becoming too much of a communist socialist government.
We sure are, brother.
God bless you.
Hey,
I just
God
needed to chime
Drew.
In and support the movie, The Corporation.
Okay.
You have a great day.
All right. I hadn't heard about it. I will look that up. Okay, brother. Lord bless. Take care. Folks, to end this program, I want to remind you that we have all kinds of conspiracies that you and I are well versed about, but it is ultimately the spiritual conspiracy that is sending us into the pits of hell in this nation. James Madison, John Adams, Ben Franklin, George Washington, Andrew Jackson all talked about it. Daniel Webster talked about it, and more of the founders talked about it. James Madison said this quote, and this is so telling, folks. James Madison, President of the United States, said to us, he says, we have staked the whole future of American civilization, not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future upon the capacity for each and all of us to govern ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Do we still govern and sustain ourselves by the Ten Commandments of God, folks? This is what I mean about impressing God this year. We cannot just depend on the Constitution. The Constitution was made by men. Yes, men that love God. But John Adams said, our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.